I'll see you tomorrow, Sam.
Forgetting to milk the cows this morning and then late for dinner, you little scamp. Your father was never late.
Never? As I recall, Teddy, your father was half an hour late to our wedding because he'd gone hunting.
Well, there was that. But he brought you a nice deer for dinner.
Yes. Oh, it was a lovely day. So, how was school today, Teddy?
It was fine until the end. I think I need an enemy.
Boy, you need an enemy like a dog needs fleas.
Why do you say you need an enemy?
To carry on with, you know. He would lay traps for me, and I would for him. Like David and Saul. And perhaps, if he did something dreadfully wrong, you'd let me fight him. Just once in a while. Didn't you think that would be nice?
Fighting isn't the only grand thing in the world. Peace is grander.
Oh, Teddy, remember the verse we learnt last night?
Yes. Blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes.
But you must have an enemy to make peace with, and I haven't one.
You are trouble in the making, Teddy Platt.
I almost found an enemy today, but she was a girl. She was an awful girl, though. More awful than most, even. I told the story about Father, and she didn't believe me.
A girl, you say?
I'd never seen her before. She'd make a very fine enemy, though.
Must have been Grace's daughter.
Ah.
I heard she came back to town yesterday to stay with her father for a while.
That will be good for Silas to have his daughter and granddaughter with him. He's been so lonely. I suppose Grace's husband is at sea again.
What does her husband do?
Oh, he's an admiral in the Queen's Navy. He goes out on a ship for great lengths of time, so she's come with her daughter to stay for a while.
No wonder she was wearing that ridiculous sailor's dress.
Oh, I made some muffins today. It would be a nice gesture for you to deliver a basket to them and welcome them to town, Teddy.
Indeed. A fine idea.
But one doesn't deliver muffins to your enemy. David never got muffins from Saul.
This little girl is not your enemy.
If only she were a boy.